This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm sure somebody along the way is called Jason Lock and Ford. Jay Bird, I would think. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe not. Jason Lock and Ford.
Absolutely. One set of cousins in particular when I was young was a lot of Jay Bird.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's an inner city thing. This guy grew up in the burbs.
He doesn't know. Jay Bird was definitely a subset.
There you go. Come on, man. These clowns. What a clown show.
I don't know, man. Maybe it's an age thing.
No, Santa's our age. Just about.
Yeah.
Relatively close. All right, so Jason. Yeah. Jay Bird.
All right. All of the above.
All of the above, except D-Cell. What is the listen, we don't really think it's a huge deal. The way it was reported obviously got bent the wrong way a little bit, with Trubisky, what he said, and Tiki's right. The intention seems seemed good. But what are they thinking inside the building right now?
Well, look, I mean, this is eventually going to be an ownership type thing. Ryan Pace, the GM, he doubled down on this whole thing by moving up to get him. And there was a lot of hype about him a year ago, and he was in the playoffs. I mean, I can't say that he was a reason that Bears team went to the playoffs, or one of the top four reasons or five reasons, but he was there. And that complicates things, and he helped, Ryan Pace get a bunch of accolades, and he helped the coach get a bunch of accolades. Not, we're talking, 9 months ago. And clearly, though, he wasn't very good then, and he's really bad now, and doesn't matter what he says. It's more about the lack of confidence in what he shows on the field. And that defense is at a point where I think they're only going to put up with it so much longer. And I don't know that Chase Daniel is much better, but he's different, and there was a little different energy with them, and he's certainly more experienced, and he's at a point in his career when he can kind of say, bleep it, I'm just going to try to win a football game, where it looks like Trubisky is an athlete still trying to learn to think and act like a quarterback, and it's just not, it's not progressing. It's going the wrong way. So I think Daniel will play at some point here this month, probably, with a football, that being a football decision and not a medical decision. And then after that, the real question is, what do they do in 2020? Because it's I don't think they're getting rid of him.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to be Chase Daniel as the backup. I think it's more, you're looking at more like a Ryan Tannehill, Andy Dalton, Cam Newton situation.
All right, Jason, we hear the latest solution for the Cleveland Browns is to force feed Odell Beckham Jr., which is what it is. His catch percentage is horrendous so far this season. It's 163rd in the league out of 203 qualified pass catchers. But the bigger question I have for you, because it starts with the head man, is Freddie Kitchens going to get fired before the season's over?
Man, you wouldn't think so. I don't know what that would solve. What I don't understand there is why that someone from above hasn't said, hey, let Todd Monken call these plays, and you got enough to sort out. But that hasn't happened yet, and if you're not going to do it now, you might as well never do it, because this is – I think they're already on borrowed time, but, I mean, you add another loss here, and you're really talking about – forget about it. They're in sort of must-run-the-table mode already. I don't think anything would happen in season, but after the season, it's going to be complicated for them too. I mean, this is an ownership group that let a guy go 0-16 and brought him back and pumped him, and not just brought him back, pumped him up, and rallied behind him and put and set aside all the different toxic stuff going on there to pick Team Hugh over all the people Hugh had grievances with. So they're not always making rational decisions there either. I think that the decision may be made for them in terms of 2020. If the quarterback, who they have so much invested in, continues to slide, then I think that probably means there's big changes. But I don't know what you're going to gain by doing it now. Again, I just go back to somebody else should be pulling the strings of that offense. That's why, I mean, Todd Monken can do it. He's done it. That's what he does best.
Yeah, no, you're right. And we've said that for a couple of weeks now. If he's just in over his head. I wonder, since you're on that route of head coach who calls plays and maybe he needs to pass off the play calling, you think the same applies to the Giants and Pat Shurmur handing off to Mike Shula?
I mean, when you're in dire straits, I think you should probably be open to doing something differently, because what they're doing isn't working, and that's another quarterback who it hasn't been better week to week. If anything, it's been a little worse.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it would be the end of the world. I understand why some coaches don't want to do it, but yeah, you're looking at a situation there where somebody else in his ear, in Jones's ear, might not be the end of the world. I think you could make an argument for that.
All right, so we're talking to Jason Lock in four. Jason, of course, CBS Sports NFL Insider here on Tiki and Tierney. Jay, I know you obviously didn't write this, but there was an article on CBSSports.com. Will Brinson put it up. I think it may have been last night. And it's about Cam, all right? And there's four options that he lays out where he either stays with Carolina, he's released by Carolina, he's traded by the Panthers, or he retires. Of those four options, or even if there's a fifth, what do you think is most plausible?
Well, I don't think they're releasing him, and I don't think he's retiring. I think it's going to come down to them looking at that contract and assessing where Kyle Allen is and assessing where they'll be picking and thinking about an Andy Dalton or, you know, a Marcus Mariota or Jameis Winston, whoever else is going to be out there, Eli Manning, Joe Flacco, and deciding is it better to sort of rent Cam for one more year? Or can we get value for him and stick with what we have? I mean, you know, Kyle Allen would be an exclusive rights free agent. They can keep him for $585,000. All they'd have to do is put a tender on him. I don't think he'd be unrestricted until 2023.
Wow.
Now, they could do a longer deal, but the bottom line is they can keep his rights in January for $585,000.
Got it.
That is a incredible luxury to have in this league for he's at least a functional NFL starting quarterback, and he may prove to be more than that over the final eight games. So Cam's health, how that kid plays, how the team finishes, does the owner stick with the head coach, you know what I mean, or is he going in a completely different direction, and if so, what does that offense look like and who fits that offense? We don't know the answers to any of those questions, but they are certainly questions worth asking. And could Cam be traded in February at the combine if he's relatively healthy? I think so.
Yeah. Now we're going to jump around on you here, Jason. Dean Spanos went completely F-bomb crazy the other day about this potential move to London. What's the likelihood that the Chargers are going to be relocated to London? Because they're not drawing fans. And it doesn't make sense, but it's interesting. Yeah.
That's not going to happen, and I think Dean was so upset because there's a sense in that organization, the Chargers organization, that somebody is leaking this stuff or making this stuff up sort of at their expense. They're having a hard enough time marketing that team in L.A. now, and then somebody, whether it's somebody who has an agenda about getting another team to London soon, which most people would say, well, that would have to be Jacksonville, or somebody, you know, on the Rams side of things who doesn't love this deal because the Chargers are going to get 15% of everything that comes into that stadium, whether they sell a ticket or not. But the Chargers aren't going anywhere. They're going to be there at least. They're signing 10-year, you know, sponsorships and suite leases, and this is going to happen. There are going to be two teams in L.A. for at least a decade. Will it work? I don't know. I do think, though, that once that stadium is built, just the allure of being there for a few years, out-of-town fans who are going to go there, and even people around the area who just want to check it out, and it's cheaper to check out a Chargers game than a Rams game, I think the stadium will be relatively filled. And the bottom line is, this is never about attendance anyway. You know, this is about TV markets. This is about eyeballs. This is about the macro level big bucks of the NFL, which comes from sponsorships and it comes from the broadcast deals. And having two teams in that market, the league feels, ultimately will be good business. Will it be ugly some Sundays? It might be.
But, Jay, a dumb question coming here, because there's not much of a disparity at all between the Jets and the Giants tickets. Why would it be such a lower rate to go see the Chargers?
Well, I'm thinking like secondary ticket market, right? They're not the sexier team. Like, unless they become a sexy team, like unless they have a great second half or they do something, you know, with some pizzazz in the off season. I mean, right now, the locals are supporting the Rams and not them, right?
No,
there's
way
more Rams fans at the Coliseum than there are at StubHub.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're kind of coming from some different places there. Mm-hmm. It's a tougher sell. But you walk up. I'm not sure what the day of the game ticket prices are going to be for one team versus the other. But I certainly think there'll be more availability for the Chargers, which means they're going to be cheaper on the secondary market.
Gotcha. Makes total sense. Okay, we're talking to Jason Luckin for here on Tiki and Tierney. So Jay, we heard that the league scheduled a meeting with Antonio Brown for next week to review his case, and then what do you know? He went bonkers and he ripped the NFL in an expletive-laden social media post here. I mean, just lost his mind. What precipitated that? What happened?
Asking me to crawl into that headspace and explain Antonio Brown and particularly his social media presence, I'm not qualified. I don't know if it was word of that getting out that set him off. But clearly, he feels like he's being blackballed right now, and he feels like, you know, why is it taking 2 months for me to be able to tell my side of the story? And he feels like the league has intentionally slow played this and has sent out some signals to teams trying to dissuade them, because he also knows through his agent that, and I reported this 2 weeks ago, maybe three, that there are a lot of teams calling the league, I should say a lot, multiple, plural, more than two teams who have been watching this situation, who have been calling people about him, who have been reaching out to the agent and reaching out to the league, trying to convince their owner to go ahead and, let's sign this guy for $2 million for the rest of the year or whatever. So I think it's a combination of all those things. And he's a guy who, he doesn't know how these grievances are going to go. Like, he may have, just thrown away $30 million.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
But
Jay, who is that likely team, Jason?
Seattle was one of the teams that was talking about it. I know there's teams that have talked about it internally mm-hmm. that haven't gone to the league. And there's a couple other teams I know that I'm not at liberty to say the team, because it sort of was, part of the conversation was that part of it was going to be on background.
Gotcha.
But there are definitely multiple teams who are interested, who have asked a lot of questions. And these teams are frustrated, too, because they feel like the league is somewhat talking out of both sides of its mouth. Like, they won't suspend him, but they're also kind of putting out signals that, hey, well, we could come down really hard on him at any point. And it's like, well, then talk to him.
Yeah, but Jay, let me ask you, you used the term slow play before. If the league is indeed slow playing this, can we begrudge them for doing that? Do you really want Antonio Brown visible if you're the NFL?
I said that from his perspective. You know
no,
what I mean?
I hear
he's
you.
He's looking at it as they could have too much. We're now, he played in week two or whatever. You know what I mean? We're now in week 10 and no one's talked to me yet. From a PR standpoint, I totally get it. But
okay. There's
also teams who want to get better who feel like there's frustration on the team side as well that, like, there hasn't been quite enough clarity and that there's been some mixed signals sent.
Jay, great stuff. Obviously, a lot of moving parts. That is Jason Luckin for CBS Sports NFL Insider. The NFL Today, CBSSports.com. You'll see him Sunday morning on Tops. Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it, man.
You got it, guys. Thank you. Have a good one.
Thanks, man. Jason, Jay Bird. Luckin for
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.